Section B. Directions. In this section, you'll hear a long conversation and a passage. The conversation and passage will be read twice. At the end of them, you'll hear some questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 6 to 10 are based on the following conversation. Now, madam, did you get a good view of the accident?
Oh, yes. I was standing outside Brown's toy shop and I saw it all quite clearly.
Do you know what time it was?
Yes, I checked my watch. It was 2:40 exactly.
Good. How fast was the delivery lorry moving?
Well, quite slowly, about 10 miles an hour. It was coming up Bridge Street, and I suppose the driver realised the lights were going to change. But they were still red when he went over them.
I see. What about the car?
It was a red Volkswagen. It was coming along Churchill Avenue at about 30 miles per hour. The driver braked when he saw the lorry was crossing the avenue.
Did you see what colour his traffic light was?
Yes, it changed to yellow just before he crossed it.
Thank you. Could you please sign your name here?
Questions 6. What are the possible relation between the man and the woman?
7. Where did the accident take place?
8. What time did the accident take place?
9. What was the speed of the car?
10. What did the policeman ask the woman to do?
Questions 11 to 15 are based on the following.
Dear Editor, why do newspapers carry so many advertisements for electronic equipment? Last Sunday, I counted ads for 7 kinds of televisions and 13 kinds of radios in the Atlanta Journal. Besides that, there were pages and pages of ads for tape recorders and CD players. Don't you realise what electronic equipment is doing to our daily life? Everywhere you go, you may hear loud music and advertisements over radios. This continual noise is doing harm to our ears. Husbands don't talk to wives anymore. They are always watching the news or a ball game on TV. Children ruin their eyes with endless hours of watching not only the programmes for children, but those for grown-ups as well. And worse, hidden microphones find out about our private lives, and computers keep records of personal information about us. Enough is enough. I think you should limit the amount of advertising of electronic equipment in the Atlanta Journal. Otherwise, it will make life unbearable for us all.
Questions 11. What is the writer complaining about?
12. What problem does the writer think radio causes?
13. Why do husbands talk less and less to wives, according to the writer?
14. What is the writer worried about most?
15. What is implied in this letter?